Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We ended our last broadcast as we will investigate in Quran chapter 6 and verse 130 concerning the messengers whom Allah sent to the humans and to the jinn. By the way, we have a bold statement here before the verse which states, the Quran teaches that Allah has sent messengers to the jinn. Imagine with me now, not only the jinn are like humans, they marry and have children and they live and they die. Some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels. And we found out that the wicked ones will go to hell for a while and then they're going to get out of hell. But actually Allah sent to them messengers like Moses, like Abraham, like Noah, like Isa, like Muhammad. Here we go. Verse 130 of Quran chapter 6. O assembly of the jinn and the humans. So Allah here is speaking to the humans and the jinn. Have not messengers come to you from among yourselves relating my verses to you and warning you of the meeting of this your day? Allah sent messengers to the jinn from among the jinn. Prophets from the jinn to the jinn, as Allah sent prophets from the human to the human. And these prophets have told the jinn the verses of Allah of the Quran,
as Muhammad told the humans the verses of Allah of the Quran. The prophets of the jinn
warns him of the day of judgment, the day of punishment, as Muhammad is warning all the people of the world of the day of judgment. Continue with the verse. They said, excuse me, who is they here? Oh, the jinn and the humans. Why? Because Allah is speaking to the humans and the jinn. And they all say the same sentence. It's not like somebody going to give a different word. No. Here's an amazing unity. When Allah said, they said that all the jinn and all the humans will answer the same answer. They said, we bore witness against ourselves and the world's life deceived them. And they bore witness against themselves that they were infidels.
I have to confess to you that I am very confused, as Allah continued to change a pronoun in his words.
So the answer is supposed to become of them. They bear witness. Yes, that's true. We got our messengers. And the human said, yes, that's true. We got our messengers. But in the same sentence, you read, and the world's life deceived them. Who's speaking here? Seems to me it's Allah. But why Allah changed the persons who's speaking in the same sentence back and forth between too many individuals?
So who is speaking in that verse? Is it the jinn? Is it the human? Is it the angels? Is it Allah? Who is exactly speaking throughout the verses of the Quran?
Then we read, and they bore witness against themselves that they were infidels. Wow. They testify against themselves that we are bad jinn or we are bad humans. Now, reading all these verses does not bring anything but chaos.
Now, I'd like to take you to another passage in the Quran about the jinn and how they will be spending eternity in hell. To understand that verse, we actually have to read the previous verses. So in Quran chapter 7, beginning from verse 34, Allah said, and to every nation is a time. So if their time comes, they will not be delayed an hour, nor they will advance. Meaning, people be living in this world, they will have their time to live, and then there'll be a time they will be all destroyed in the flesh. Imagine with me the biblical account of Noah. Yes, there were lots of people living in Noah's days, and all of them are gone in the flood. There was a lot of people living in Sodom and Gomorrah, and when their time came, they were all burned with fire. So now we know for sure there was time for people to live and there is a judgment will come. Now, when you read the Quran, you discover that Muhammad invented other stories like that Noah's account and Sodom and Gomorrah's time by using his imagination, and he brought other prophets to other people, which we have zero evidence of their existence. We covered that in the past. But let's look together at verse 35. Allah said, O children of Adam. Now we're talking about all the human here. Children of Adam, that's every man and woman who ever walked on the face of the earth. O children of Adam, when messengers come to you from among you, and they narrate to you my verses. Now, all the prophets who came and they read the verses of Allah to their people. So whoever fears and reforms, for those who believe these messengers and they fear Allah and do what is right, so there will be no fear on them. Of course, they're going to go to paradise. That's wonderful. And they will not grieve. They will be very happy in paradise. In verse 36, and those who denied our verses, those are the infidels, who did not believe in all the prophets who came to them while they're living in this world. He said, and were proud against them. They did not believe in the word of Allah, and they were arrogant. All right? Those are the companion of the fire. Okay, they're going to burn in hell. Sounds good. In it, they will abide forever. They will spend eternity. Forever means forever. All right? In hell. In verse 7, we read, so who is more unjust than he who forged a lie against Allah or denied his verses? Oh, that is the worst thing you can do as sin, is you say Allah said something and Allah did not say it, or you just simply deny the verse of Allah, call it a lie. Those will receive their portion from the book until the time when our messengers come to them, causing them to die. Oh, we're not talking about human messengers here. We're talking about the angel of death who will come and they will cause all those people to die. They said, where is what you were calling rather than Allah? Oh, the messengers, the angel who will come to take their life, they will tell them, oh, where is these other gods whom you worship? You will call in other things rather than Allah. Where are they? They said, these are the humans who refuse to believe in Allah, nor in the messengers which Allah sent to them, nor in the verses of Allah, whatever books these messengers carry to them. They said what? They went astray from us. The gods they used to worship left them alone and they went astray. And they witnessed against themselves. These are the people who refuse to believe in Allah, the infidel, they witness against themselves. Surely they were infidels. So every one of them testify, I have sinned by not believing, and whatever other gods they were worshiping, gone astray from them. Now listen carefully to verse 38. He said, that is Allah himself speaking the Quran, enter in nations who indeed have gone before you of the jinn and the humans. Into the fire. Wait a minute. I thought Allah in previous verses from 34 to 37 was speaking to all the people, the children of Adam, from Adam until they died and stood up before Allah at the time of judgment. How can Allah tell me in verse 38, enter in nations who indeed have gone before you of the jinn and the humans into the fire? You mean there were humans before the sons of Adam? Because that's what the Quran said. And it does not make any sense. And listen to the conversation which took place in hell. As Allah stated, every time a nation enters, oh, a new people coming in, that is people of human and people of jinn, by the way, it curses its sister until when they have all reached in it, that is the last person will go to hell. Their last, there is here the humans and the jinn, said to their first, notice it is written in the past tense as if it's already happened, our Lord, Zeus led us astray. So gives them double torment of the fire. Are you kidding me? Double torment of the fire? Twice as hot? Yes, indeed. He said, that is Allah, to each double. Ooh, now Allah actually makes the furnace twice as hot. Each one of you, the first and the last, everyone will get double heat. But you do not know, or you just don't know, it's already twice as hot in hell for you. And the first of them said to the last of them, oh, the first one who went to hell is telling the last group of human and jinn who went to hell, so you have no favor over us. So taste the torment because of what you were earning. I have no idea. How can some Muslim read these verses and continue to believe that the Quran is the perfect word of Allah and continue to believe that Muhammad is the prophet? After all, he gave us that great miracle, the miracle of the Quran.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
We have been talking about Allah, who judged the human and the jinn, those who did not believe in their messengers, who mocked the words of Allah which was sent to them by their messengers, who confess against themselves that they were infidels, who actually are just being punished for their crime because they do not believe in Allah. But notice the next verse here, it will blow your mind. Because Allah created some of these people and some of the jinn just simply to cause them to burn in hell. Who said that? Allah himself. Same chapter, Quran chapter 7 and verse 179. Listen to the word of Allah. "And indeed, we have created for hell many of the jinn and the humans. They have hearts, they do not understand by it. And they have eyes, they do not see by it. And they have ears, they do not hear by it. Those are like the livestock, but they are even more astray." Those are the unaware. What is the problem we have here? It's not the jinn. It's not the human. The problem is Allah, who created them to be infidels. It is Allah who wanted them from the beginning when he created them to be disbelievers in him, that he may send them to hell. Let me read you the word again. It's very simple. "And indeed, like for certain, like for sure, like no doubt, we," that is Allah, "have created for hell many of the jinn and the humans." That is the only reason why Allah created all these humans and all these jinn, just to send them to hell. That's not what the God of the Bible said. God created man to have a fellowship with him. God created Adam and Eve so he can communicate with them, so he can have relationship with them, so he can worship him. And even when they sin against him, not because he caused them to sin, he gives them the free will to obey him or not. But even when they sin against him, he reached out to them, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" And then he actually brought a covering for their sin, the first sacrifice of pure animals. And then in God's grace and love, he brought forgiveness to all mankind through his son, Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross, and he was buried, and he rose again on the third day as a replacement to take our place on the cross to set us free from our sins, so that we may have relationship with God once again and live with him forever and ever for eternity. That's not what Allah teach in the Quran. As a matter of fact, the truth is that Allah, the God of Muhammad, just wanted to put humans and jinn in hell. How that works, I have no idea. But Muslims believe that they're actually worshiping the same God, the God of the Bible. We got the story wrong, but they got it right. Somehow Allah in the Quran loved to challenge others of his creatures, to see that they cannot do what he does. One of the great things Allah did is actually the creation of the Quran, which does not make any sense whatsoever. Why is that? Because Muslims believe that the Quran was written on that guarded board 50,000 years before creation, which means there was a time when the Quran was not there. Because if Allah put it into existence 50,000 years before the creation of the world and before the creation of Adam, that means 51,000 years before the creation, there was no Quran, which means the Quran is not eternal. But somehow Muslim will convince you, yes, indeed, even though the Quran was written 50,000 years before creation, but the Quran is not created. How? I have no idea. And somehow Muhammad is using that Quran to be the miracle of all miracles. And by it, he challenged every creature, as Allah stated himself. The Quran claims that no one can write a book like the Quran. Nobody? Yes, nobody. Like who? Listen to what Allah said in Quran chapter 17 and verse 88. Say, that is Allah speaking to Muhammad. Say, Muhammad. Okay, here we go. Surely if the humans and the jinn gathered so that they might bring force the likeness of this Quran, they cannot bring force the likeness of it, even if they were backing one another. Wow. If all the humans and all the jinn, which we do not know who they are, gathered together to make a book of poetry like that which we read in the Quran, they could not do it. Excuse me. What kind of weird God is that? That he's challenging his creatures to make something as good as what he does? What kind of God is that? If Allah is God, he will not make the challenge to some other creatures to compete with him of this great mighty work of the word of Allah in the Quran, when in reality it's a dumb for dummers. Shakespeare's writings is much greater than anything you can read in these 114 chapters which I hold in my hand. And not once did I hear or anyone ever claim that Shakespeare is a prophet. Voltaire, the French poet, also has done great works of poetry in the French language, and neither Voltaire or anyone else ever thought once that Voltaire is a prophet. Is it because Muhammad has this great poetry of the Quran that means he got the evidence that he's a prophet? Do you know that there are plenty of prophets in the Bible who did not give us any books whatsoever? The message of the prophet have nothing to do about a written book or some material to prove to their people that they are prophets. For we know prophets are prophets simply because they prophesy about the future, and their prophecy is to be fulfilled, and they lead the people to worship the true God, the God of the Bible. And also false prophets prophesy, and their prophecy is also fulfilled, except that they miss the important test, which is they don't lead the people to worship the true God, the God of the Bible. And it is so amazingly funny that Muhammad is the only prophet who did not prophesy and nothing was fulfilled, and he is leading the millions and the millions of the Muslims to worship the God of this world, who is Satan. But somehow, according to the Quran and according to Muslim scholars and Muslim believers, since Muhammad gave us this wonderful, amazing Quran, now we know for sure that he is a prophet. What a comedy. Especially when we examine the miracle of all miracles, the Quran, we find that unbelievable amount of errors. I mean, we're talking about scientific errors. We're talking about historical errors. We're talking about geographical errors. We're talking about immoral errors. There's nothing right in the whole book. And somehow, Allah is challenging the human and the jinn. They could not whatsoever make a beautiful book like that which we have in the Quran. What a strange way to look at the jinn. I want to move on to Quran chapter 18 verse 50. Before I read that verse to you, let me quote you what I wrote in my bold statement. Allah commands the angels to worship Adam again. Why is that? Because this is the repeated story of the angels and Adam throughout the Quran. Notice that in this instance, Muhammad considered the devil, who is an angel, to be one of the jinn, who also had offspring. This clearly shows that Muhammad was confused between angels and jinn. This raises the question, is there really such thing as jinn? That's what I've been telling you from the beginning when we start talking about the jinn. Here's the word of Allah, Quran chapter 18 and verse 50. And when we, that is Allah speaking here, said to the angels, worship Adam, so they worshipped except the devil. Help me out here. Allah wanted the angels to worship Adam. So all the angels worshipped Adam except the devil. What in the world does the devil have to do with the angels? You see the confusion here? If all the angels worship, that's exactly what Allah wants. He asked the angels to worship Adam, and all the angels worshipped Adam. Why do you say except the devil? Because Muhammad did not know the difference between the angels and the devil. He thinks they're one thing. And listen to the rest of the story. He was from the jinn. Oh my world, somebody help me here. The devil was of the jinn. If the devil is from the jinn, why Allah is picking on him? We did not read in the Quran, and Allah said to the angels and the jinn, worship Adam. So all the angels worship Adam except the jinn, who is the devil. This is more confusion than anybody can handle. I saw that the jinn have nothing to do with Satan's. I mean, didn't we read at the beginning of our study, according to Ibn Kathir, that jinn are like humans. Some of them are Muslims and some of them are infidels. They eat and they drink. They live and they die. Not the case of Satan's plural. He meant the devils. Why? Because there is no Muslims among them and they don't die. So now I see, according to Quran chapter 18 and verse 50, Satan, who was not an angel, refused to worship Adam. And that itself is a problem for Muhammad and his scholars. Once again, because Allah did not ask the angels and the jinn to worship Adam, but he simply asked the angels. And we will continue to investigate the rest of that verse in our next broadcast as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.